I don't believe we've met.
It's me, Foxy. Foxy Cleopatra.
Hi there, and welcome to Baseball by Design. I am sportslogos.net minor league baseball correspondent Paul Caputo, broadcasting live, as always, from the Sunday Helmet Hall of Fame in my basement in Fort Collins, Colorado. We are going to be talking today about the collegiate summer level Fort Collins Foxes, who play in my hometown of Fort Collins, Colorado. Later on in this episode, we'll be talking with Baseball by Design's wildlife correspondent, Ranger Amy Burnett. And of course, Dan Simon will be back with a Studio Simon Stumper. Right now, I am so pleased to be speaking with the new owner of the Fort Collins Foxes, Preston Munch, and the general manager of the team, Rochelle Reynolds. Rochelle and Preston, how are you doing?
Fantastic.
Doing great. Thank you for having us.
Well, I'm very, very pleased to be talking about the Fort Collins Foxes, in no small part because the Fort Collins Foxes exist again. They have a new logo. There's new branding for the team. This is after the team took a year off due to the fact that there was not an owner for the team. So before we talk about the brand and what Foxes mean to Fort Collins and why they're called what they're called, Preston, I'll ask you, what was involved in making the decision to purchase the team and bring the Fort Collins Foxes back?
Yeah, well, thank you, Paul. Yeah. You know, my dad and I have grown up as baseball enthusiasts, you know, and we've always enjoyed the game, you know. You know, we've been season ticket holders to the Rockies for 25 plus years. And so we love the game. I grew up playing it. My dad did as well. And so when the opportunity came up, we saw it actually in the local paper, the Colorado, that the Foxes were going up for sale. We're taking a year off. I literally took that link, sent it to my dad. My dad called me a couple hours later and says, we got a meeting set up with Kurt, who was the current owner at the time. And so we had an opportunity to meet with Kurt. Great guy. You know, he started the team. He moved from California to Fort Collins specifically to start the Foxes, you know, and wow. He kind of researched different markets and found Fort Collins and loved the city. And that's how they moved to Fort Collins. So he did that back in 2006 was our first year. But he reached a point where it was time for him and his wife kind of take the next step in life. But also wanted to find the right partners who could believe in the vision he had, but also take it to the next level. And so after we visited with him, he felt like we were right partners. We felt like it was the right opportunity for us. And next thing you know, in a matter of a few weeks, we made it happen.
Well, I have to say it's been a big part of my experience in Fort Collins. I grew up on the East Coast. I'm originally from outside of Philadelphia, but I've been in Fort Collins for about 20 years. Right now I live, and this is going to be hyper local for listeners of the podcast, I live just south of City Park. I mean, I could walk to the home of the Foxes. For listeners of the podcast, here you go. I'm at Mulberry and Taft Hill, basically. So I am right there by the ballpark. It's obviously a big part of my experience. It's a Father's Day tradition. My kids and I go to the Father's Day game. They always give out, a t-shirt on Father's Day. So that's a fun thing. Obviously, there's new branding for the team. And this is the first time I've seen the branding updated. Rochelle, I will go to you with this question. As general manager, one of your responsibilities is, you know, the sort of the marketing of the team, and this new identity is going to be a big part of that. What went into the decision with, you know, with this new ownership and with your new role with the team? What was the thinking in creating this new brand?
Well, I've spent the good majority of my career in marketing, and I love branding. I love refreshing brands, and I like being able to jump in and kind of give it a fresh, exciting new look. And the Foxes brand had been around since Kurt started the team in 2006. And with new ownership, we thought, you know, now is the perfect time to just go all in, rebrand the team, rebrand the logo, rebrand the colors. And so Preston and I got together and started working on kind of some of those, the feel of what we want with the logo, and put a bunch of different ideas together and had a designer create it. And after some iterations, you know, we fell in love with it. And then we were able to take that and rebrand and do a new website.
In terms of this new look that you created, the previous look was sort of maroon and yellow. And, it was a nice logo. I mean, it was, like you say, it had been around for a long time. It was not a bad logo. This new look has a fiercer looking fox with like the blue eyes and a sort of like this orange and like a teal blue. So like really vibrant colors, like that maroon and the yellow were not really very vibrant. They were more sort of classic feeling. This is a much livelier look, especially that sort of like electric blue that you have in there. What was the thinking in really refreshing and updating those colors like that?
Honestly, we wanted just a real exciting look, and we knew with the theme of a fox, we wanted to kind of stay with that orange feel. And so then we started looking at color palettes that we liked and found a good match. And then we took that specific color palette with the words that we wanted to be able to describe with that fox, and we're able to put it together nicely. We actually picked the color palette for the branding before we even redesigned the logo.
And one of these things, and Preston, I do have a follow-up question for you on this, but Rochelle, one more question for you on the actual logo here. One of the things that really jumps out at me quite a bit is the eyes of this fox, right? Like they're a little sort of almost robot-ish, a little sort of, you know, alien, otherworldly. The fact that the eyes themselves are entirely this sort of electric blue rather than, you know, more traditional animal eyes that would have some white in them. That detail really stands out to me. What was the thinking in that detail there?
Well, we want to be a team that is competitive and aggressive and exciting to watch. And so we wanted to be able to put that into our logo, and having those blue eyes and having that fierce kind of focused look is really what is going to be a part of how our team operates and how our team plays.
You mentioned, Preston, that the team had been around since 2006 and that, you know, it's part of the community here in a lot of ways. When you and your dad took over the team and you made the conscious choice to keep the name Foxes, even though you updated the branding, was that up for discussion? Were there possibilities for other names?
You know, I think anytime, you know, you take over a team or an organization, you always discuss that, right? And so, we discussed that internally for a bit to say, all right, this is a time to change and fresh the name, because the name started back in 2006. So the origin of it is in Fort Collins, there used to be a lot of foxes. You don't see as many as you used to. And that's where Kirk came up with the original name was Fox, because he was amazed when he moved here, you would see them all over. You don't see that as frequent. But so we talked about it. And so we threw out different ideas, right, related to whether it's, you know, the brewery industry or bicycle or outdoors, right? We talked about those things. But then you got to sometimes sit back, and baseball is about history, right? It's about tradition, you know, and they call it the natural pastime for a reason. And we felt like it was by far the best decision to keep the name, but then give it a fresh look, right? And as Rochelle talked about, the colors are vibrant, you know, speaking to that maybe younger community as well with that color and look. So yeah, we talked about it for a little bit, Paul, but at the end of the day, it was definitely the right decision. Stay with the Foxes.
I'm glad to still have the Foxes name here. Obviously, there's the alliteration of Fort Collins and Foxes. I have been biking to work as often as I can for the better part of 20 years. And I remember I used to see foxes all the time. Like I remember seeing them, you know, they would be crossing the street as I was you know, biking home. And I used to live, again, this is more sort of hyper-local for you here. I used to live, rather than being close to City Park, I was out by the Budweiser plant. And so that's like a 6-mile bike ride. Between here and that, in that direction, I used to see the foxes all the time. Do you know why that we don't have as many foxes as we used to? Is it just we're developing the area or?
Yeah, I don't know. We didn't dive into it, but, you know, you do have so much development, right? I'm sure animals have moved. But, you know, just again, the history, and I believe there's respect to be paid to the legacy and what has been built previously. And so we want to honor that with the foxes. And we even kicked around the name, you know, some people, you may know this, Paul, but there used to be a team in Fort Collins back in the late 1800s called the Farmers, right? And so that mm-hmm. name was even kicked around. And those are some of the fun things we will do. So we really got back to the basics saying, hey, we're going to say it's the Foxes, but use the opportunity to have some fun games where maybe one of the games we'll bust out the old name Farmers for a weekend series, right? And have some fun with that. So we got some fun things planned, but Foxes, that's our name, but we will do some fun different versions of names and uniforms throughout the seasons.
Well, all right, Preston, you've anticipated my question. I was going to go to Rochelle with this one. I'll put it out there for both of you. What's going to be different here for the team, you know, in 2024? One of the things I love about going to Foxes games, right? Like, is it's so low key. You can pay $6 to sit in the grandstands, or you can just bring your own chair and sit down the line and watch the game through a chain link fence. You know, so it's very low key. My kids and I used to, we would like, we would like get a pizza and put some sodas in a cooler, and we would go buy our $6 tickets. Although they got free tickets because they always got free tickets for every A they got on their report card. And my kids are a couple of smarty pantses, so they got into these games for free all the time. Anyway, I digress. What are we gonna see when I walk up to a game with my kids? What's going to be different for me?
Some of those things you brought up are still going to be there, right? It's grassroots. It's summer baseball. We're still going to have that. But some of the things we really want to elevate is community involvement. That's one thing you will see different, is a lot more companies getting involved with the organization. And that's a win-win, right? It's a win-win for the companies involved, but also a win for our players. We told our coaches very early on when we were recruiting our coaches that be prepared to be part of the community, right? You may only be here for a couple of months, but for us, Foxes is all year round. So so that's going to be one change you'll see, is, you know, a lot of community involvement. You talked about free t-shirts and stuff, a lot of those things, a lot of giveaways, right? Those are fun. People love that stuff. So we'll definitely do that. That'll be one change. Yeah, you know, we have some great games. Rochelle's scheduled us some really fun games. July 3rd, we got War Dogs, which is the U.S. military's college team coming into town. We're playing an Australian team on a two-game series that's coming in town. Yeah, so we're going to have some really fun stuff. So I'm looking forward to it.
I'm curious to know about the league, right? There's a lot of collegiate summer baseball out there. Who are the teams that the Foxes play? Where is this league located?
We are playing in the Rocky Mountain Baseball League. We will have teams here in the Colorado area. There will be one team in Western Nebraska, and there are three teams in Kansas. So we will have a couple of traveling series where we will go to Kansas and play the three teams there, as well as we will go to Western Nebraska a couple of times, and then all of those teams will come here to Fort Collins as well. And there are eight teams in the league,
which is bigger than it used to be. It used to just be four teams. And there was a team called the Boulder Collegians, and their logo was the same logo as the Brooklyn Cyclones.
So Boulder Collegians, they still exist. They're out there, but not in the same conference. But yeah, Rocky Mountain's got tremendous tradition. Matter of fact, this is her 25th year. And those three teams that Rochelle brought up in Kansas, tremendous teams. Hayes Larks, Dodge City A's, Liberal BJ's, those are three of the best summer teams in the country. So when those teams come, we'll really promote it. Those, you're going to see future major league players. Albert Pujols, he played for the Hayes Larks, right? Lance Berkman played for the Hayes Larks, right? So you got some real talent that's going to be part of those teams. And so we'll definitely be promoting those strongly in social media when they're in town.
You know, you raised the point of this, you know, this sort of area and those teams that play in these states. There's been a lot, you know, there have been some other leagues in the Mountain time zone, and there's been a lot of sort of shifting around of those teams. This Foxes team, like, having this longevity, I think, is a real bonus to this team. What do you think it is about Fort Collins, or this team in particular, or this community, that has allowed the Foxes to remain such a staple of the community while there's been, you know, to be honest, a lot of, in the sort of Mountain West, there's been a lot of shifting around of other teams, you know, that will be here for a year or two and then go away?
Yeah, it first starts off with the commitment Kurt had, right? Because it's not easy, right? Some years are tougher than others, but Kurt was committed to keep the team together. And then the support of the Fort Collins community. Because you think about it, here in Fort Collins during the summer, there's not a lot of sports entertainment, right? During this, you know, we have CSU here, you know, Go Rams that we support. But once the summer hits, there's not a lot, right? As far as sports entertainment goes. So, and to be candid, people are getting tired of driving an hour to Denver to go to a Rockies game, right? Between the drive there and back and parking, it's not cheap, takes time. So I think we're actually just on the cusp of this really elevating to the next level. I think you're going to see attendance jump up dramatically. I think you're going to see community engagement is going to really take off. And so we're excited to get the season started here in June.
Rochelle, when I go to a game in June, what are the merchandise items I should be looking for? I love a dad hat, like the soft fit with the curved brim. I love a dad hat, you know, and then I have a way too big collection of t-shirts. What are the merch items that you're working on now?
Well, it's funny that you say that, because when we were looking at hat options, Preston is laughing at me. I said, gosh, we don't need to order this kind of hat. And it's exactly the dad hat that you're talking about, because I wouldn't wear it. And I was thinking of you know, college age kids would wear, and I have younger kids, and what, you know, my son would wear. And Preston said, nope, we need to have this kind of hat. So you will be able to get a new Fox's branded hat in the style that you like. But we'll have hats, we'll have t-shirts, we'll have stickers, we'll have, you know, different types of like long sleeve, short sleeve shirts. We'll have a lot of merch, and we're really excited about it.
Well, I am super excited to get to go to a Fox's game again, multiple Fox's games. We probably won't walk. We'll probably bike. It's like a half mile, right? Like it's, you know, it's easy for us to get here. And what day is opening day?
Our first game will be Friday, May 31st. It will be away. It will be in Western Nebraska. But our home opener here in Fort Collins will be Sunday, June 2nd.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. We wanted to start a couple games on the road. It's a good way to kind of break things in before we open up at home. So it'll be fun.
It will be fun. And I got to come get my dad hat.
No, oh, we got him.
Please come get your dad hat. I could tell Preston was giving me a look.
Great. I really appreciate A, that you all brought baseball back to Fort Collins, and B, taking time out of your day to come talk about it. I'm excited to feature the team.
Thank you for having us. We're looking forward to an exciting summer and look forward to seeing you and the family at the fields coming this summer.
Heck yeah.
Thank you, Paul. We appreciate the time, and we are so excited for the summer. We're really looking forward to getting back on the ball field.
Oh man, it's going to be great. Where can people find the Foxes online?
So our brand new website is fortcollinsfoxes.com, and we are constantly updating it and adding new material every day. We are getting ready to start announcing all of our players that we've got currently signed. So lots of fun, exciting things to come.
Awesome. Thank you both.
Thanks, right. Paul.
Thank you, right. Paul. We really appreciate it.
Thank you both. I appreciate you guys. Right.
Have a good day. Bye.
All right, everyone, welcome back to the podcast. Baseball by Design's wildlife correspondent, Ranger Amy Burnett, is here. You knew she would be, because this episode is about wildlife. Ranger Amy, we are here talking about wildlife that exists in our very own Fort Collins, Colorado, our very own Fort Collins foxes, whom you have never seen in person because you arrived here from Arizona in February of 2023, so just over a year ago, and the Fort Collins Foxes, the baseball team, did not play during that season. They had a season in the void. They are back under new ownership with a new brand.
I thought you were just going to say that I hadn't seen a red fox yet, which is also true.
You have not seen a red fox. Okay.
Not in Fort Collins.
All right, let's jump right into this. I have been in Fort Collins for almost 20 years. Mm-hmm. I used to see foxes pretty regularly. Like when I biked to and from work, mm-hmm. I would see foxes pretty regularly.
Yeah.
You would just see them around neighborhoods and whatnot. I can't remember the last time I actually saw a fox just like pounding around the neighborhood. What's going on with foxes in Fort Collins? How come we don't see them anymore?
I'm glad you asked. It's one of those things. So in Arizona, I saw them all the time, and they were a huge problem in the urban areas. In fact, there were some foxes that were underneath the stadium in Tempe. And then they got on the news because in the middle of a football game, this fox ran across the field, and I got to be on interviewed on the news about it because people are like, why is there a fox on the field? So in Phoenix, they're all over the place, and they've really habituated themselves to urban living, and they're doing great. And they love having their kits, which are their babies, mm-hmm. underneath people's houses, people's sheds, things like that. They love that. So whenever people would call me and say, why, how can I get rid of the fox underneath my house? And I'd be like, well, you should have called me a few weeks ago when you first started seeing them, because now you have babies. And they'd be like, what? Once you have baby foxes, and it's really hard to convince the parents to move along. So you pretty much just have to wait for them to grow up.
So I feel like that story was just a hashtag humble brag for you to tell us how you were on the news.
Absolutely.
Back in your Arizona days. Yeah. But my question for you was, why aren't we seeing them in Fort Collins anymore?
I also wanted to say that we don't have gray foxes here. In Fort Collins, we have red foxes. Mm-hmm. And in Phoenix, they don't have red foxes, they have gray.
That's because they're retirees.
Oh, that was good. So, you know, I didn't have the answer since I just moved to Fort Collins. I didn't have the answer right away. So I went to, I talked to my contact at the Northern Colorado Wildlife Center, Michaela, and she actually had an answer for me about your question.
Okay.
So the reason, according to the Northern Colorado Wildlife Center, is that about 15 years ago, there was a huge mange outbreak. Mm. And I don't know if you know what mange is.
I associate it with like patchy hair.
Yes. And a lot of times animals will die from mange if the case is bad enough. And mange is something that's normal in the wildlife population. It usually coyotes and foxes that get mange probably have something else going on in their either their systems or something going on in the environment. And what was happening is either they were suffering habitat loss or there weren't as many resources, meaning food for the foxes. And so when you don't have enough resources, Mother Nature takes over and basically throws a plague on that particular animal. I think it's interesting to note that during that outbreak of mange, the rodent population soared, and there was actually an outbreak of hantavirus and plague in northern Colorado. So if you think that foxes are cute, you're going to think they're even cuter because they get rid of rodents, which carry plague mm-hmm. in this part of the country.
Yeah, I noticed what you're talking about with the rodents in Fort Collins, because there's so many capybaras running around here now. Just like
just ridiculous
everywhere. The capybaras.
There are no capybaras everywhere. Oh. But I believe that they're doing better now. And okay. then foxes will come back. The cool thing about foxes in Fort Collins is that they can be all different colors. So red foxes can be red, gray, a combination of those two colors, silver. You've heard of silver fox.
Chase Utley.
Exactly. So they are, sought after silk foxes for their pelts in the fox world. They're bred for that. And then, of course, all black. So you can have an all black fox except for the little white tip.
Well, we know from listening to this episode that the foxes will indeed be back in Fort Collins on June 2. That's their home opener. With this new look, this new identity, new ownership, a lot of new stuff going on with this Foxes team.
I can't wait to see a game. It's so great. We can walk to it.
We can. It's so close. And Rochelle promises that they have dad hats.
Do they sell beer?
No.
Can I bring in a beer? Just like I did at that one time before we started dating to a spring training game.
You did illicitly bring beer into a Cubs spring training game.
Don't tell who, where. I'll get in trouble. They'll come after me.
That's true. Roughly 7 years ago. Okay.
That was fun. That was a fun game.
It was fun. But they won't say it's at a city park and there is no beer, but you can bring a picnic and you can bring anything you like in a thermos to these ball games. So it's a very low key atmosphere. But let's talk about, obviously, even though there aren't as many foxes around, they are on the rebound. They're coming back.
Yeah.
We had a whole conversation about how come they chose to keep the name Foxes rather than going with a different one. Let's talk about foxes as baseball players.
Yeah. You know, I think we should talk about foxes as sly and as baseball players. Would that be a trait that you'd want to have as a baseball player, to be sly? Because foxes are often referred to as sly.
Well, there's lots of room for deception in baseball. Mm. If you're a base runner, you're trying not to let on whether you're going to steal. Certainly, mixing up your pitches as a pitcher to try to, fool. You're trying to use the same arm angle or the same release point when you're throwing a pitch. And so you're constantly trying to deceive the batter.
All right.
As a pitcher.
Well, you were telling me about the hidden ball trick.
That is the slyest of all the sly.
And I think that would be a way that the Fort Collins Foxes would be like, we're sly. We've got the hidden ball trick going on.
I have actually seen this in person. I have seen the hidden ball trick work.
So cool.
It's sort of hilarious and it's humiliating for the runner because it's not a mistake.
He steps off the bag.
Yeah.
As if he's going to run as if he's just sort of taking his lead, right? Mm-hmm. And the first baseman, basically just sticks his arm out and tags the runner.
Tags him.
And
as soon as he steps off.
And the ump, I love it how the ump gets so excited about seeing these things. They're like, oh!
Yep.
He'll yell. Is that a good ump?
That was Ranger Amy's best umpire impression right there. So certainly the whole notion of slyness is important. And in fact, the Fox's mascot, I don't know if it'll be the case going into the season, but the Fox's mascot is Slyder, S-L-Y. Oh.
That's fantastic.
Slider. Yeah, exactly.
Slider. Oh, you know what they should serve at the ballpark?
Hamburgers.
Sliders.
Oh, sliders.
Yeah.
And every pitcher, that's the only pitch they're allowed to throw. The slider.
As long as I serve sliders, I'll be good with that. You know, I was wondering, you know, how do boxes get this reputation to be sly?
Anyway? I was going to ask you that question.
And so I thought about it, and I mean, I have my own theories, but I actually sort of did a little research on that.
No, it goes back a long time.
For sure, exactly where it started, but you know, when farmers would raise chickens and they would have these really, really solid, like Fort Knox chicken coops, they'd find their chickens just gone. And they figured out that it was foxes that were taking them in the middle of the night. So foxes are good diggers. They sometimes dug under the chicken coop and would like go grab a chicken, pull it out without the farmer even knowing that there was a hole.
Good thing there's a pitch clock now, because otherwise, like if a fox is playing baseball and it steps into the batter's box, you know how batters have these routines where they like paw at the dirt a little bit and then they like, you know, adjust themselves. And thankfully, there is a clock on this now, because if a fox is good at digging and steps into the batter's box, who knows how long it's going to stand there in the batter's box digging. However, if it's playing like second base or shortstop, like I remember when I played Little League, I used to love playing in the dirt with my cleats, right? Mm-hmm. Like I would be out there, I would like dig little pat. I wasn't the best baseball player.
Really?
I loved it, but I was not very good at it. So I was out there like making patterns in the dirt with my cleats. So I can imagine a fox doing that.
Foxes digging,
yeah,
and getting those chickens. They love chickens.
Yeah.
So another thing about foxes being sly is that their movements are very sly. Like they're quiet when they move, and they're very secretive. And so you can see a fox like pop up somewhere and then sort of like crouch down, and it can disguise itself in the weeds, and you might not, and then it'll pop up somewhere else. This is another reason that they're considered sly, is they're very good at leading people away from a den. Then they will lead you so far away from the den, and then they disappear. And then you're like, where'd it go? And then they'll just slink back to where their den was and just carry on.
So not like a big, brawny, imposing mascot.
No.
This is like if your team is named the Foxes, you are more likely going to be bunting for a single and then, you know, doing a hit and run and, you know, playing a lot of small ball.
That's a good strategy for winning.
Sure.
Like it's not the biggest and the brawniest that win. I mean, we were just talking about that actually yesterday, how baseball players come to spring training now more fit than they used to. They used to sort of be a little bit chubby, and then they would get fitter over the course of spring training.
Right. You and I are just back from a visit to Arizona, where we will have seen some spring training for the first time in like 30 years, a St. Patrick's Day spring training game for me. So I'm hoping to see some green uniforms and drink some green beer.
We are going to be we will have brought our, it's so hard to talk in present. We did bring some green t-shirts.
I like
minor league teams.
We will have brought, right. I'm going to be wearing my Mr. Celery hat, probably my Hartford Yard Goats t-shirt. Yeah, we've got to find some. I've got some Beloit Snapper stuff that I could bring. There's a lot of green out there in minor league baseball, and so yeah, we'll bring some green stuff.
I'm gonna bring my Kiss Me I'm Irish green t-shirt.
Daytona Tortugas is another one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, sounds good. It's gonna be so much fun. The last thing I will say about sly foxes is there's an Aesop's fable. I don't know if it's Aesop's or Aesop's, but have you heard about the crow and the fox?
Mm-hmm.
You've heard the story?
Mm-hmm.
Oh well, I'm gonna tell it for anyone that hasn't.
Okay.
So there was a fox and a crow, and the fox is really, really, really hungry. And he sees a crow with a big, huge chunk of cheese. And the fox is like, I want that piece of cheese.
Crows are famous for eating cheese.
Well, I don't know why it wasn't a piece of something else or bread or a dead animal. But I think when you're dealing with kids, and plus foxes don't talk anyway, and he talks in this. So it is kind of a little fanciful. So the fox says to the crow.
Nor do they play baseball, by the way.
No, it's very true. So the fox is thinking, I'm really hungry. I wonder if I can get that cheese from the crow. So the fox says to the crow, I see you have a piece of cheese there. Hey, Mr. Crow, I heard that you have a very beautiful voice. Would you sing that song for me? And the crow goes, "Gah!" and drops the cheese. And the fox goes and picks up the cheese and says, thank you, and runs off with it. And foxes can run up to 30 miles an hour. So I don't think the crow could chase him and get him.
This has been story time with Ranger Amy. I was going to ask you whether they were fast.
Well, that's a cute story.
It's a doorbell.
And I got to talk about how fast they were.
Yeah.
So do you think that the Foxes players can run 30 miles an hour?
You know, I wonder what the average foot speed is for someone sprinting.
The fastest person ever was 27 miles an hour. So that's actually pretty close to a fox, actually. So,
if your average fox is running a little faster than like Usain Bolt,
yeah,
then yeah, that's pretty fast.
So in other words, these baseball players, they may be the fastest of the fastest. The fastest foxes.
The fastest foxes of Fort Collins.
Ooh.
Well, I'm looking forward to a summertime of small ball, bunting for a single and going first to third on a hit to right field and scoring on a wild pitch. Like, let's see some small ball this summer.
I think that'd be really fun. I'll bring my thermos of water. I have a question for you. What is a group of foxes called?
A group of foxes is called the Fort Collins Foxes.
No, group of real foxes.
A group of real foxes is called a kittery.
You know, that's actually a really good guess, because baby foxes are called kits. I like it. I like your logic. You're trying to suss it out. A group of foxes is called a skulk.
A skulk of a foxes. Skulk,
because that's the way they move is called skulking.
Mm.
So it makes sense.
These mass nouns for groups of animals are a lot of fun.
Yeah, I thought you would like that one.
I do like that one.
I do also want to talk about, if we have time, about their vocalizations.
Okay, let's hear it.
Because,
as it were.
Well, I can't imitate it because it's going to like, oh, I don't believe it's a crazy, like, it's a crazy, crazy sound. So foxes don't, they bark, but their bark doesn't sound like a bark that you've heard of.
Okay.
And they scream. So are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play you foxes making their normal at night sounds. Doesn't it sound like a woman screaming?
It sounds like nightmare fuel.
Yeah. This is their bark. So a lot of people like will call 911. This is actually happening. People are like, what is this sound? Someone's dying, screaming. And it turns out to just be a fox.
Yeah. Ranger Amy, thanks so much for hopping on the Baseball by Design podcast once again. We have a lot of episodes queued up that are going to require your expertise. So expect to hear from Ranger Amy quite a bit.
Yay.
Follow Ranger Amy on Twitter @RangerAmy and then on Instagram @TheRealRangerAmy.
All right. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right, everyone, welcome back. We are here with another Studio Simon Stumper, your favorite, my favorite segment of the podcast. Dan, good morning. Welcome back to the Baseball by Design podcast.
Glad to be back. Strangely enough, we're having the exact same weather as we had when we recorded last week's segment. So
it's nothing if not consistent, the weather in Louisville and Fort Collins, Colorado. I am sitting a mere half mile from the home of the now revived Fort Collins Foxes with their new ownership and their new brand, their collegiate summer level team. You know, it's a fun sort of low key atmosphere over there. So I really like going to Foxes games. I'll be curious to see how they do with this. This is the first time they've had a new brand since I have lived in Fort Collins. So it's fun for me to see and fun for me to get to know those new owners through this podcast. I'm curious to see where we go. Given that last week's answer to the Studio Simon Stumper was Bustin' Babes, I'm assuming that this week's answer is going to have something to do with a team called the Foxy Ladies or something.
I guarantee you it's going to have something to do with foxes.
Very good. All right. Well, let's delve into our Studio Simon Stumper.
Okay, here we go. Today's Studio Simon Stumper segment. Hey, that's a quadruple alliteration.
Oof, the four S's.
Is a double stumper with an appetizer. So let's start with the appetizer.
Holy smokes.
You should know this one. If you don't, I'd be surprised.
Oh boy.
What are female foxes called?
Foxy ladies. I told you that was going to be the answer.
Is that as good as you can do?
Does it begin with a B?
No, but it begins with a letter that rhymes with B.
I don't know the answer to this question. Ranger Amy will be disappointed in me. I don't know the answer to this question.
You will know it when I say it. I guarantee that as well. Here we go.
Golden retrievers.
Female foxes are called vixens.
Oh, vixens. I do know that word.
Okay. So with that in mind, Our first studio Simon Stumper today asks, which of the following is one of the names a male fox is called? There are several names that male foxes is called, but only one of these is one of those, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is it A, Buds, B-U-D-S? Is it B, Todd's, T-O-D-S? Or C, Pete's, P-E-T-E-S? Buds, Todd's, or Pete's?
I'm trying to think if there's any way to suss here. Bud is like, you know, it's like a friend. Todd, you know, could be like the Todd from Scrubs. And Pete's, like for Pete's sakes. No, there's nothing. I'm going to have to guess. I'm going to have to take a stab. I'm going to say Todd's.
You guessed correctly. So you're back on the plus side of the ledger.
Off the schneid.
Male foxes are also called dog foxes, sometimes just dogs for short. And also something that, a word that you should know, Reynards.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. French for fox.
Yes. Paul was a French minor. Do I have that correct?
French major. College? It was my major French in college. Major. Yeah.
And that led you to your vocation. It was a net.
Yeah.
What were your plans to do? What did you plan to do with your French major?
Not only did I not have a plan, I actively dismissed an opportunity to use that French when I graduated. And I still look back on that decision with disdain, on the decision that young Paul made not to go to France for 1 year, all expenses paid, teaching English in a French high school for a year. I was in a crappy apartment with two guys who I didn't really like that much, and a part-time job at a TV news station. And I thought, I'm going to be a journalist, and so I don't want this position in France for a year. So I had no plan and actively disengaged from an opportunity to actually use my French major. So, but I still do speak French.
You did become a journalist, if not your full-time gig. And that journalist gig led to this podcast. So were it not for your French major and that decision that you made,
true,
we would not be sitting here today. So I say you made the right decision, which led to you being able to answer Studio Simon Stumper's correctly. So let's see if you can take both ends of today's twin bill. So the nightcap of today's double stumper is a two truths and a lie question, which asks, which of the following is not a type of fox? Now, one of the things that may have been brought up in your talk with either the team and or Ranger Amy is the most popular type of fox, or as far as most common goes, I can't necessarily say if they're the most popular, are red foxes. So that's probably the type of fox you most people are familiar with, you know, an orangish reddish coat with a white end of its tail. These three are neither of those. So two of these are actual foxes, one of them is not. So which is not? Is it A, Australian pygmy foxes, B, crab-eating foxes, or C, bat-eared foxes?
Bat-eared and crab-eating both sound real to me, but Australian pygmy fox sounds fun in a way that I want it to be real. Like, it's almost too absurd to have been the made-up one. Crab-eating foxes, that sounds real to me, but so does bat. I think they're all three real. I think it's a trick question. They're all three real. No, I can't say that. All right. I'm going to say, even though it sounds very plausible to me as a name for a fox, I think a crab-eating fox could be a thing. Bat-eared fox could be a thing. Although, would they call it a crab-eating fox? Maybe that's the thing. Would they? There might be foxes that eat crabs, but maybe they're not called that. So at any given point during this sort of thinking out loud that I'm doing here, I have settled on all three of these as my answer for which one is the fake one. I am going to go. I'm going to say Australian pygmy fox is real, even though it is kind of whimsical. And then I'm going to say crab eating fox is fake. Bat eared is real. So B, crab eating fox is the fake one, I'm going to say.
Okay. As I was listening to you suss that out, at first my heart leapt with joy. And then about midway through,
I know, I told you.
Though I did not do this physically, in my brain, I was slapping the palm of my hand into my forehead as you talked yourself out of the correct answer.
I still don't know what the correct answer is. The bat-eared is probably the correct answer, huh?
No, the correct answer is where you went first, Australian pygmy fox. That's not an actual fox. There is a crab-eating fox,
yeah,
and the crab-eating fox does not just eat crab. It actually has kind of a varied diet, but it does eat crabs because of where it lives, which seems like to choose that as the name of the fox just
right.
Didn't make sense to me.
That's how I got there to that one, was that feeling of just like, it's like a weird to just call it a crab-eating fox. Like
I agree with that, but you had the right answer, and I thought you were just going to end there, and I was going to congratulate you on sweeping the double stumper, but...
told you, it's not what we do in Phillies land here. We don't sweep double headers. One thing that was like nestled in the back of my brain there was that I have been to Australia, and I didn't remember hearing about Australian pygmy foxes when I was there, and I thought maybe I would have. You know, I was there for 3 weeks and I was only in Queensland and Melbourne. And so, in Tasmania, I saw a real life Tasmanian devil.
Though it was only a figment of my imagination, to me, Australian pygmy foxes sound like a more plausible name than crab eating fox or bat eating fox. Those sound made up.
Yeah.
But this was a weird one. But here, let me tell you when I was researching interesting facts about foxes in order to come up with today's stumper, or as in this case, stumpers, one of the things I went to was it was either a Reddit forum or a Quora forum, something like that, where somebody was looking for interesting things about foxes and people were writing in. So you have to take everything with a grain of salt because these are not experts. And my favorite answer to this person asking for interesting facts about foxes was this one. Foxes can grow up to 6 feet long if they try harder. I don't think that one came from Ranger Amy, though.
It is very funny, though. I like that a lot. Dan, thank you once again. This is always so much fun. The Studio Simon Stumpers. Dan is on Instagram @studio_Simon, where you can go check out all of his latest work and some blasts from the past. I saw you put the Joliet Slammers up there not too long ago. That was a fun one to revisit. So go check out Dan on Instagram.
Yeah, I'm going to try to be blasting from the past a little more often than I have, just because my new stuff tends to be so spread out that I don't always have new stuff. I'm working on stuff that literally, we've talked about this before, that literally won't be on field for like 15 months and won't be unveiled for at least probably 9 months, if not longer.
Here's what you should do. You should post the brands that we talk about on Baseball by Design. I wonder if at the time this episode drops, if people can go check out the Cedar Rapids Kernels on your Instagram.
Well, there we go. That's, I will mention that as long as I have a reason to post, I don't like just posting and saying, here's something I did a long time ago. If there's some reason, just like when I do these stumpers where it's not just a random trivia question for the sake of a question, there's always something that ties it to the episode. So if there's a reason for it, then I'll post. And you just gave me a reason. So everyone... Look forward to seeing the Cedar Rapids Kernels. It's one of my favorite identities that I ever did. So I hope you like it as much as I do.
The subject of last week's episode. Dan, thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
I'll see you then. Looking forward to it. Bye-bye.